Understanding how people perceive inflation is crucial, not just for our wallets, but for how central banks manage the economy. What if we could simulate those perceptions using artificial intelligence?
That's a fascinating thought. It sounds like a powerful tool if it works.
Exactly. A recent Bank of England staff working paper, Inflation Attitudes of Large Language Models, dives right into this.
So, this paper looks at AI's ability to understand inflation.
Yes, precisely. The researchers Nicoletta Onesti, Edward Hill, and Andreas Joseph investigated how large language models, specifically GPT 3.5 Turbo, form inflation perceptions and expectations.
And they're comparing this to what people actually think?
That's right. They compared the LLM's output to real household survey data and official statistics, trying to mimic the information people receive and their demographic backgrounds.
Why is understanding these inflation attitudes so important in the first place?
Well, how households and firms expect prices to change significantly impacts their spending, saving, and investment decisions. This affects the entire economy and how effective monetary policy can be.
So, if an AI could accurately predict or simulate these attitudes, it could be a huge help for policymakers.
Potentially, yes. It offers a new way to explore complex economic behaviors, especially when traditional models face challenges. The main question for the paper was, can an LLM reliably form inflation perceptions and expectations given macroeconomic price signals mirroring human behavior?
And what did they find? Can these AI models actually do it?
The core finding is quite encouraging on some levels. LLMs can indeed replicate key patterns of household inflation perceptions, particularly at an aggregate level and across different demographic groups.
So, the AI can generally guess what the public as a whole thinks about inflation?
Yes, to a surprising extent. It can align its outputs with actual survey results and even official statistics.
That's impressive. But you said on some levels. Are there caveats?
Definitely. While it's good at aggregate trends, the paper found that the LLM lacks a consistently coherent model of consumer price inflation.
What does lacks a consistent model mean in this context?
It means that while it can process information and give plausible answers, it sometimes exhibits unexplained kinks in how it reacts to different price components. It doesn't seem to have a deep, structured economic understanding.
So, it's more like a very sophisticated mimic than a true economist?
A good way to put it. It can reproduce the outputs of economic reasoning without necessarily having the underlying reasoning fully established internally. One clever aspect of their method was a quasi-experimental design built around GPT's training cutoff.
A training cutoff? What does that mean for an AI?
It means the model had no knowledge of the UK's significant inflation surge that happened after September 2021. This was crucial.
So they used an older version of the AI, essentially, that wasn't aware of recent economic shocks?
Precisely. This allowed them to test how the LLM formed expectations purely based on the information they fed it, rather than what it might have learned from its later training data.
That sounds like a smart way to ensure they were testing its reasoning, not just its memory of recent events.
Absolutely. They also used a synthetic survey setting, which means they created artificial personas for the LLM.
Personas? Like giving the AI a specific background?
Exactly. They would prompt the LLM with details about a person's income, housing tenure, or social class, mimicking the demographics of real survey respondents.
And this helps them see how different types of AI respondents react?
Yes. It helps them compare the LLM's responses across demographic groups to how human respondents in similar groups answer the Bank of England's Inflation Attitude Survey. They also used a technique called Shapley value decomposition.
That sounds technical. Can you explain that simply?
Think of it like this. If you give the LLM several pieces of information, say about food prices, energy costs, and wage growth, Shapley values help determine exactly how much each piece contributed to the LLM's final inflation estimate.
So it breaks down the AI's thought process by showing which inputs matter most?
It reveals the relative importance and interaction of each piece of information in the prompt, giving insights into what drives the model's output. It's a key interpretability tool here. Using these methods, they found some really interesting detailed results.
Tell me more. Beyond the aggregate matching, what else stood out?
The LLM replicated several empirical regularities found in human surveys. For instance, it showed similar inflation perceptions based on income, housing tenure, and social class.
So lower-income AI personas might perceive higher inflation, just like real lower-income households often do.
That's a great example. It mirrored those human-like demographic gradients in its responses. Interestingly, the LLM also exhibited what we might call human-like biases.
What kind of biases are we talking about here?
A heightened sensitivity to salient information, particularly food inflation. humans often focus more on the prices of goods they buy frequently, like groceries, when forming inflation views. The LLM did this too.
So, if you tell the AI food prices are soaring, it gives a higher inflation estimate, much like people would?
Yes, demonstrating that common behavioral trait. Sometimes the LLM's outputs were even closer to official statistics than human responses were.
That's a surprising result. So, the AI can be more accurate than people in some cases?
It suggests that while humans bring their own biases and cognitive limitations, the LLM, despite its inconsistencies, might sometimes process the raw information more directly. However, there were clear limitations, particularly at the micro level.
What's the micro level in this context?
It refers to the one-to-one correspondence. While aggregate trends matched, individual LLM responses didn't consistently align with individual human responses. There was a weak and unstable correlation.
So, it's good at big picture averages, but not at predicting how a specific person would respond?
Exactly. This points to the LLM not truly thinking like an individual human, but rather mimicking aggregate statistical patterns. And as we touched on, the LLM showed inconsistencies, like those kinks in its sensitivity to different price components. This indicates it might lack a truly coherent world model of inflation.
So, it doesn't have a stable internal economic theory it applies consistently?
That's the implication. It's more pattern recognition than deep, consistent causal understanding, at least for complex concepts like inflation. What does all this mean for the real world? The paper discusses important implications and limitations.
How could this research be used?
One significant implication is the potential for using LLMs to assist in survey design. They could help generate new survey questions or test how different information might affect responses.
So, essentially pre-testing surveys with AI before sending them to people?
Yes, saving time and resources. LLMs could also help create counterfactual statistics, exploring what inflation attitudes might look like under different hypothetical scenarios.
That sounds incredibly useful for economic forecasting and policy planning.
It could be, especially for situations where polling humans is difficult or impossible. However, the authors strongly emphasize the need for empirical validation.
Meaning we can't just blindly trust the AI's outputs.
Precisely. Any results from AI experiments must be validated against real-world human behavior and data. LLMs can also be biased, particularly concerning demographic characteristics, which researchers need to be mindful of.
So, the AI might perpetuate or even amplify existing biases if not carefully managed?
That's a key ethical consideration. The paper highlights that sometimes LLM outputs will match human benchmarks, other times official statistics, but not always both. Decisions need a strategy to handle these trade-offs. Ultimately, this research provides a framework for evaluating LLM behavior in social science contexts.
So, it's a guide on how to safely and effectively use these new tools in economics?
Yes, it helps delineate when an LLM is suitable for a task and when red flags should be raised. Its strengths lie in aggregate pattern matching, its weaknesses in deep, consistent reasoning.
This has been a truly insightful look into the cutting edge of AI and economics.
Indeed. We've seen that while large language models offer exciting new possibilities for understanding economic behaviors, they come with important caveats.
So, to wrap things up, what are the three key takeaways from this fascinating Bank of England paper?
First, LLMs can impressively replicate aggregate human inflation perceptions and demographic patterns, offering a new tool for economic analysis. Second, despite their strengths, LLMs lack a truly consistent and coherent internal economic model, showing inconsistencies and human-like biases that require careful interpretation. And third, while LLMs could revolutionize survey design and generate counterfactual data, their outputs always need rigorous empirical validation against real human data and an awareness of potential biases.